And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. And we have Pam from Lumen Photon. Welcome back, Pam.
Hi, Dr. Deagle. How are you today?
Good. Pam, we're working on a number of things. The Lumen Pad is very good for our gentleman, for example, has the cirrhotic liver, which is non-alcoholic related. For the person that has blindness, for the person that has periodontal disease, or the person who's previously had chemo or radiation to their head and neck, and they're worried about osteonecrosis of bone, or the person that has periodontal cavitations called mica, or the person that has chronic calcific arterial disease in their heart, or the person that has an expanding aortic aneurysm because of weakness in the wall, or the person has kidney dysfunction and elevated angiotensin-converting enzyme with severe hypertension, and trying to regenerate their kidney function, all of them can turn to Lumen Photon. I call it the universal biophotonic Band-Aid.
right.
So now the biophotons, and I'm just going to re-summarize because I've talked about this before. You won't find this elsewhere. It's going to be in my lecture. I'm going to have references for it. But the way the body works is life is a dance between biophotons and your DNA and your epigenetic mechanisms for control of DNA, which includes microRNAs and exosomes. Now, these terms may sound strange, but exosomes are small envelopes that contain RNA or controller molecules. And the way that the cell and DNA works is that the chromosomes at the end of a chromatid, which is a telomere, that's a small, if you call it, biophoton antenna that irradiates biophotons to tell the ion channels in the cell membrane to actively transport specific minerals and or other biomolecules. And that's how the cell works. Now, if your telomeres are damaged or if you don't have the minerals present or the tissues, you need to have the nutraceuticals present. But that's why, for example, if someone has long and healthy telomeres and they have the right correct nutrients, their body can regenerate tissue and the aging process either stops or is reversed. So let's talk about this for a moment, whether you've got a little budgie bird or a monkey or a dog or a big horse or, you know, a pet of any kind or yourself. What you're doing when you put a Lumen Pad on is you're dialing into that particular type of tissue. For example, ectoderm is skin and brain. You want to dial into frequency 3 to stimulate healing and regeneration. Frequency 4 is the base frequency of infrared light pulses that are for endoderm or internal organs. And frequency number 5 is for endocrine organs like thyroid, adrenals, etc. And 6 and 7, higher frequencies, tend to be anti-inflammatory. And so the frequency 3 is a pretty high-energy, lower-frequency pulse light therapy. Now, these are LEDs. They're both far and near-infrared LEDs. So I've had people contact me and say, Doc, half of the LEDs don't work. I said, that's because you don't see the far-infrared LEDs. They look black to you, but they're not. If you did a digital thermogram, you'd see that they were putting out a lot of light, but they're in a spectra that the normal human eye doesn't see. Now, so tell us about that, because I'm sure you've heard that complaint, too, with people
yes.
say, yeah.
Half we do have people call, and they're concerned because they don't see the lights. Every, you know, other one is infrared. And we often tell people to look at it through a digital camera because you can see that they're on that way. So that's an easy way for people at home to double-check if they think theirs aren't working.
Right. Yeah, and by the way, some of the advanced regular photographic cameras actually photograph in infrared, too, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
So you can actually look through the camera and say, oh, my gosh, look at that.
Right.
Yeah. So tell us about some of the stories you have with animals, because whether it's big horses or cats or dogs, because if your pet is getting osteoporotic because they're a large dog or they've got a chronic infection and they're not clearing the pathogen, this will bring blood flow in if you're giving them antipathogenics like our Allicin Med or Neutrodyne to kill off, let's say, heartworm or parvovirus B19. It's amazing how the Lumen Photon can be a vehicle to bring in nutraceuticals and antipathogenics through the blood or stimulate the tissues and stem cells to heal, because there's no more powerful of a stimulus besides oxygen than pulse light therapy with Lumen Photon.
Right. Well, we've worked a lot with many different animals over the years. One that's coming into my mind is we had a dog that got bitten by a copperhead, and we were able to use the lights on her, and she did not develop any necrosis of the tissue at all, which was wonderful.
Yeah, that's very important. So our gentleman that was worried about doing dental work that had a non-alcoholic cirrhosis should not worry if he has a Lumen Pad. He can stimulate regeneration of the circulation and the stimulation of the bone marrow cells and the enamelocytes. So we wouldn't get osteonecrosis of his bone if they do dental surgery on him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we've done a lot of work with osteonecrosis of the jawbone and had a very great success in reversing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Now, with pets, give us some of the most funny stories you've had where pets have turned around because you've had the lumen pads, or the pet stole the pad, they're a home pet.
Oh, they do. If you walk away and the pads are on, you'll turn around and find your cat or your dog or your bird on the lights. They will avail themselves of the opportunity.
Yeah.
We've worked with horses with laminitis and with founder. We've worked with horses with what they call tying up, which is, I can't remember the technical term for it, but their muscles all just lock up and actually become rock hard, and the horses can die from it. And we've been able to reverse that using the lights. Horses love it. Most animals love the lights, I think, because they don't have the mind process that tells them, oh, well, how can this work? They don't question it. They just can feel it, and they respond really quickly.
Yeah, there's another aspect that you should know. Do you know that insects and all animal life can see infrared light?
I did not know that.
Did you know that when an insect looks at a tomato, if it has scorpion genes, they don't only smell the scorpion pheromones, but they actually can see stippling pattern on the tomato. That is infrared that shows that it's not a real tomato. It's a scorpion tomato.
Wow. No, I did not know that. That's fascinating.
Right. And then when you have an animal, and this is important because animals hunt or they're prey, in the night especially, it's a particularly dangerous thing. And the problem is that that heat objects like animals and ground and so on gives off heat in infrared spectra. So you can actually, you'll see, for example, males have many more infrared light receptors than females. And it's one of the reasons why males are more often chosen to be acupuncturists, because the way they'd select a young boy that was at a monastery in an Asian country to become an acupuncturist or in their priesthood is they would give him a set of acupuncture needles and put them in a dark place that was totally black for a couple of days, and they had to come out and put all the needles in the right energy points. And then if you can see the infrared light, now, I was experimenting with doing tests to find out the electrical circuits and maintain health and disease back over the last 30 years. And one day the power went out, and I realized, oh, I could see the spot. So I would go along, and I'd see the spot before I put the point finder there, and either did a neurodermal injection with a homeopathic that would turn off the pain or stimulate healing. And I realized, like a lot of acupuncturists, you have to be able to see the light spikes coming through the skin. And if you know what you're looking for, you can see it. So animals can all see that. So they know these pads are giving off an energy because the vibrational frequency of all the biomolecules in an animal or a human are all in the far and near infrared spectra. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. If you actually vibrate them like a tiny tuning fork, the energy coming off them is always in the far or near infrared spectra. And the larger the biomolecule, this is important to say this, the lower the frequency, which means it's in the reddish area of the light. If it's a very small molecule, it'll vibrate at the higher end in the far infrared spectra. So a lot of the very important molecules are relatively small, are basically invisible to the normal light eye of most people, although a percentage of us, 1 in about 100, can see infrared light, and I can. I can see infrared light very easily. So in pitch dark, I can see like it's daylight.
That's really neat.
Yeah. It basically goes back to the hunters, and you'll see most females don't have the specific genes turned on, so they have better than average vision and color perception during the day, but they don't have usually night vision.
Huh. How interesting.
Yeah. Interesting, yeah. So the hunters have night vision, and that's why you'll see animals, too. So they're aware. They see the actual energy spikes coming off and say, ooh, I need that. They just know intuitively, because you'll see the animals say, yeah, I'm going to nestle up to that, and oh, that's good. They don't know why it's good. They just know intuitively because they know that light. And the thing is, during the later parts of the day when the sun is going down, you'll see a lot of people will try to sun at that time of the day because the ultraviolet light is gone, and there's much more infrared light coming through at that time that's therapeutic at the end of the day.
Good to know.
Yeah, in other words, you go in the middle of the day, you get fried. But you can lay there for an hour at the end of the day, and you're going to get a tremendous amount of infrared light, because infrared light penetrates through the lower atmosphere at the horizon much more than ultraviolet light, which is pretty well gone by that time of the day. There's virtually no ultraviolet light. And it's a different nuclei are activated by it. For example, if you're trying to activate the pineal gland, the melatonin, the time clock, you need infrared light. Ultraviolet light will actually shut off the time clock, the blue light.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's why a lot of people with the preponderance of electricity and, I mean, TV screens and computer screens and phone screens emitting the blue light,
and also ELF pollution. If they have a cell phone by their head, it can eventually jam the circuits of their ability to release through the pineal gland melatonin and these specific circuits regulate day and night pattern and the time clock, which is in your head. You have a time clock that actually regulates aging and senescence. Just like you have a clock that says it's time to start turning off your genes and making you get old and die. And that's actually programmed into your DNA. I figured out how it's done. And that's part of my lecture I'm presenting in December in Vegas. Because now that we know that biophotons regulate your genes, the chemical messengers are all secondary. The primary messenger is biophotons that regulate the ion channels in your cell membrane. So it's an intelligent feedback system, in other words. And that's where a lumen photon is so powerful, because whether you're trying to regenerate the retina or reduce intraocular pressure, frequency 7 for reducing IOP, frequency 3 for stimulating healing of the retina, or if you're trying to regenerate bone around your teeth, you want the NICO combination of frequencies, which gets rid of cavitation but stimulates the enamelocytes that make enamel in the actual tooth, because even if a tooth has a filling, let's say, or a crown, there's a good portion of the tooth that's still living, and it's constantly renewing itself. Interesting, eh?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, a lot of people are aware of that, and of course, one of the worst things people can do is do a root canal, which got a percha down there, which is cadmium, and then you have a dead tooth that just has a tooth shell, and that can be a focus for chronic nanobacterial infections. And each tooth is connected to an acupuncture point to a specific organ and tissue. So if you screw up that particular circuit, you actually can promote disease like cancer and heart disease and so on, because you've changed the circuit between your teeth and your organs.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's not a good thing to happen. So lumen pads are really cool, and we have different sizes. The smallest one is just big enough to cover your eyes. I tend to like the 132 pad for people who have eye diseases, because they can use it for other purposes. My favorite is the 264, which is two pads. They're big enough to put on two spots in a person. There's really large pads that cover huge areas. There's pads that are designed for a boot to put your full foot in if you've got peripheral neuropathy or osteonecrosis of bone or some other bad mangling injury. We had to have surgery done. So lumen pads can be configured in all kinds of different ways. Can you give us a couple of the ideas of how big they are and what kind of configurations?
They run from the, as you said, the smallest one is about the size of the actual area that the lights cover is about the size of a 4x6 card.
Right.
And they go up from there. The 132 is, 50% larger. And that is the one we sell the most. I think people find that to be the most...
That's our most useful, because it's large enough to cover even an area in your back, and you can move it. Mm-hmm. If you want a really big pad that covers the whole area, we've got pads that are huge.
Right, we do. We have dual pad units, and we do a 528 that has two of the 264 pads, and that'll cover a lot of ground.
That's big. The dual 528. I like the 264 because the pads are small enough to put around a knee or another peripheral joint. So you can do two joints, left and right knee, on the same treatment machine. So you can cover, carpal tunnel syndrome, where you can cover both wrists while you're getting treated, and you have the two pads operating off the same central control.
Right, and that's what people like, the dual units, because they can do that. They can treat more than one area at the same time. The unit that has the 132 and a 264 pad, that'll pretty much cover the whole spine.
Yeah, that's really big.
Yeah.
What happens when you put a lumen pad on? There's three things that are going to happen. Number one, it immediately charges up the tissues to make them alkaline and increase the electron density in the tissue cytochrome. Number two, it increases blood flow to the tissue. And number three, it reduces cytokines and stimulates the stem cells to come in and migrate into the tissue to heal it. So those things are pretty fundamental for virtually any organ. If you can alkalinize it, if you can activate the specific genes and epigenetics through the telomeres, et cetera, and if you can stimulate the stem cells to start differentiating because you're amplifying what's called the signal-to-noise ratio in this biophoton dance with DNA. And, DNA is not deterministic, it's permissive, which means if you have the right epigenetic signal, you can take genes that appear to be bad. A good example is the native peoples from the Four Corners area of Arizona, the Pima. And the Pima have a genetic predisposition, so by the time in our culture, 50% of them are on dialysis and have peripheral diabetic neuropathy and have had either a bypass or had stents by 40. They're males.
Wow.
Now, when white man first came here, the Pima Indian had more endurance than any wild animal on any continent. They could outrun a fox or any wild animal by hundreds of miles, run through the desert at temperatures that would put somebody into heat shock, and drink barrel cactus juice and maintain osmolality of their blood like no other animal or person on earth. And their genetic predisposition is related to specific genes that are related to insulin resistance. And as a result, the Pima carry a set of genes that are called survivor genes. So wherever you find high incidence of diabetes, the ancestors survive famine. Diabetes is a disease of famine, which means a famine of minerals that regulate the sodium, potassium, ATPase, and the GLUT4 transporter, and the inflammatory reaction to leukotriene B4, as published last year in February at the University of California, San Diego. So genes are permissive. So in the right circumstance, it means you're going to survive and you're going to bury all your relatives. In the wrong circumstance, it's going to make you blind, diabetic, and going to go on renal failure. Interesting, hey?
It is. It really is.
Now, if you have the epigenetics altered with your lumen pad, and you put them over your kidneys, the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to lower blood pressure, you're going to lower angiotensin-converting enzyme activity, and you're going to lower the vascular inflammatory cytokines that attack the blood vessels in your eye, your heart, and your other all throughout your body. So, in other words, it's an epigenetic modifier of your health if you have a lumen pad. So you can put it over a target organ like your heart, and you've got a high calcium score of a bunch of arteries. You have several options. Number one, you can do a stent if the circulation is poor there. If you do a transesophageal echo and you see that their flow is really low because you've got calcific changes on the high-speed CT scan. Or you can start taking nutraceuticals that we give and lumen pad therapy, and you can start decalcifying those areas with full vitamin K2 and other nutraceuticals reduce cytokine levels, plus the lumen pad at the right frequency and the right time of day, so you can detoxify these calcified areas and get rid of the physical plaque. So let's put it this way. The development of plaque and the fact that people can develop heart disease now because they have more risk factors than ever because of the genetics of what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
What I see happening is that the conventional medical doctors are still behind. They're not measuring PI-1, which is more accurate than C-reactive protein. They're not doing high-speed CT scan. Rather, they're doing either a plain electrocardiogram that only picks up 14%, or a Holter monitor that picks up maybe 30%, or a stress treadmill that can pick up 50 to 60%, or a pharmacological treadmill that will pick up 72%, but still a third of people are walking around ready to faceplant and die on you or have a horrible complication. And you're not really altering the disease trajectory. And that's what I can do, is I can alter the disease trajectory using nutraceuticals, lumen, mild hyperbaric oxygen, ketogenic diet, and specific things that are going to change your epigenetics. But lumen will do it. It's light epigenetic therapy. It's the light band-aid is what I call it.
I love it.
We'll be back in a moment with Pamela. Your question's 800-313-9443. And any area, if you have a question, just tell the board op, Dan, and he'll put it up on the screen. We'll be back in just a moment.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
We're back with Pam. So, Pamela, have you had any progress in terms of finding out if we can do a minor change to adjust the frequency pulsing with the lumen pads? Is that possible?
No, I have not been able to reach the engineer yet, but I will be hopefully getting him this week.
Cool. And then if we have some report, maybe next week we can find out. Again, it's going to take a while to kind of – they'll give you a heads up to say, well, we don't think it is or is not. But they may even have to contact the FDA because the FDA are quirky. They're a combination of between somewhere between incompetence and evil. And you know, one of the things that I like to tell people is that it's not how much you know, it's how good questions you can put together. And unfortunately, when we do things like IQ tests, it doesn't measure how your capacity to parse super concepts to sub concepts and rebuild them up, because that's how the human brain or any living organism remembers things. Is basically harmonic resonance, which is how the body works in terms of DNA. And the problem is that if you don't approach a problem from the knowledge base of what you already know and ask really good questions, you're never going to really integrate that knowledge into an actual working set of corollaries and equations of how your brain functions. And that's the difference qualitatively between someone who's regurgitating and someone who's actually physically smart. Smart means everything in your brain is working without any cognitive dissonance, and you can't put something in a set just like dropping a magnet on a plate. All the other magnets are going to move on the plate because there's a new force present in on that little plate. If you put super magnets like a lithium or an antimony magnet, it's going to move all the other magnets. Lumen pads are really cool. How many different pads do we have now? I think, what is there, like a dozen different sizes?
There probably are. I don't have a list in front of me, but yeah, there must be about at least 10 or 12 different configurations, probably.
Yeah, I'm going to just pull up what we have here, and I'll see if I can count them. We have the Lumen 396 light pads, which is one 132 and one 264. We have the Lumen DP396, which has got a power and a controller, similar to that. That one is a little bit more advanced. It's got an extra case and a controller. The Lumen 132 is the most common one. That's a diode service about the size of two hands, and that's a good price, too. $999, and you don't have to buy any new pads or coverings or anything like that for it. There's aluminum 180, which is one pad with 5 by 16 inches. It's a pretty good size. The Lumen 264 light therapy pad, it's that much bigger yet, which is equivalent to 4 inches by 12 inches. That's a good size. The Lumen 528 infrared light pad is two pads, each 7 by 14 inches, so that's a really good, excellent 528. The Lumen 90 is the littlest one. That's 40 by 50 infrared LEDs. That one you might have for somebody with their eyes, but I usually recommend to get the 132. And we have the dual Lumen 264 pad, and that's my favorite because it gives you two 132 pads that are small enough to put around, say, a wrist or a knee, and you can operate two sides of your body at a distance apart at the same time. So that's my favorite, is the 264.
Right. We also can do a combination with one pad and a 180, which we haven't put up on the website yet, but we can do that if somebody wants to have like a 132 pad and a 180 pad in a dual pad unit. We can do that.
Yeah,
or
those
a 264 and a 180.
You just plug them in. In other words, they plug into the channels.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, by the way, these are really helpful for your pets. If you like your pet, you're not going to get any objection, and there's no, there's no placebo effect here. When you're treating your pets, they just get better if it's going to work. There's no pet placebo, I guess is what I would say.
Right.
Which yeah. is kind of funny. You think, well, there's a human placebo, yeah, because people, if you convince them and sell them enough, their positive mental attitude may have an influence on whether or not they're going to heal or they're going to perceive that they've healed or they have less pain. I'll tell you where I think these Lumen pads should be that they're not now. Every post-op surgical unit where they do plastic surgery, general surgery,
right.
or dental surgeries, it should be in a post-op because they'll stop the pain. Every burn unit should have Lumen pads either suspended right over the person. So while they're trying to regenerate skin, if they've got artificial skin grown in a lab that's the tissue type to them, they should have Lumen pads stimulating the regeneration and healing. Because it's not a healing pad, it's a light pad. Anybody with a traumatic brain injury or internal organs, Lumen pads increase the alkalinity and the oxygenation of tissues. Anybody that's got heart failure, dementia, renal dysfunction, Lumen pads are going to help heal those tissues and get them back on track. Thank you, Pam. Just stay right there. We'll get you all set up for next week.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Deagle.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. Over the weekend, I've been very busy doing a lot of new live stream videos on all of the products. Also putting up some protocols, too. The protocols will be embedded in our wellness protocols under wellness conditions. They won't be openly available to any great extent, except for those people who are regular customers, and they'll have access to watch the videos and see the full protocol. The first thing that's going to happen is that all of the products, we're going to do a 2 to 3 to 4 minute a summary, which I'm producing now in high-quality HD, so you can watch it on your iPhone, iPad, etc., that explains not only the product and NutraMed, but also how it interacts with other products, how it works with different health conditions. So there's additional information in addition to the protocol, the written protocol itself. And I'm gradually updating these more and more, so you'll see new features in them. Sometimes, if they're complex conditions, they'll be putting PowerPoints in there, video clips, etc. So you know, all kinds of different multimedia will be present, so you can get a better idea exactly how these different nutraceuticals work and with different technologies to heal you. Talking about healing, and I'm just looking at the report here of Rudy Giuliani talking about press ignore signs of Clinton's illness. You can't ignore it. I mean, we have reports from Dr. Orient that's from our Academy of American Academy of Physicians and Surgeons that both Rand and Ron Paul belong to, and I have for years, that is trying to support doctors' independent practice. And it's very obvious that Clinton has the following. I did a video last week. So far, I think the one video went to YouTube alone, not including Vimeo, is over 1,000 hits, which is pretty good, but I'm sure it's going to catch on. We'll be doing additional videos. With Hillary, she has the following. Number one, she has the multifocal seizure disorder that causes a titubation. Or her head is bobbing around. Number two, she has absence spell seizures, which she stops and can't think. That means a different kind of seizure disorder affecting an area of the thinking part of the brain. And she freezes motor-wise because she doesn't know what to do or say next. The next is that she has prismatic lenses, which means she has sufficient brain injury that it damaged the normal motor control of her eyes, so she can't fuse an image until you pull that image or tilt it. That usually is only present in children with lazy eye or a person with traumatic brain injury or cancer, where it's affecting the motor control of the eyes and the extraocular muscles. The next is she's already known to be hypothyroid, almost certainly has also, with the way she's walking and falling and can't turn or rotate, Parkinson's disease. She has signs of hypothyroidism, which is tied to heart disease and other problems. And apparently she's had clots in the past, so she's on a blood thinner, and it's believed that it's Coumadin. From the medical sources we have, she's on Coumadin, which is very dangerous. It means that she has a risk of a major bleed. I think all her medical records should have been handed over to an independent clinic of doctors that can review them and then prepare kind of a summary for the public. But my conjecture, based on what I know from what I've seen of her, is she's definitely not fit to run as president. It's a very stressful, I wouldn't even call it a job, I call it calling. Because although it appears that she has, would have all this tremendous power, the main thing she has is the ability to sweep things under the carpet or pretend it's under control. So Hillary basically is unfit. It would be my guess that if in the remote chance that she gets elected, it'll most probably within the first year to year and a half that Mr. Kane will take over as the acting president. She'll slide into the background because she can't keep up. And her medical complications will start increasing. So the powers that be are going to use this poor woman and her deteriorating health and her demonic possession. They're basically going to whittle her down until there's very little left of her physical body or her mind, able to actually be redeemed. So that's a little bit disturbing. We got to pray for Hillary that she will get relieved of this. But in the process, as I said to my friend Jim Garcy, and I said this to him 6 weeks ago, that as we pray for her, her medical problems will become evident and she will be removed from the stream. And even if she remotely, and again, remember, they're trying to steal the election with Diebold and electronic voting in at least 25% of the communities across America. Even if they manage to steal the election, these idiots that are managing her, I really don't care for her, and they're not going to protect her from serious health complications, including stroke, a new cancer development, or just the titubation area being so severe that she basically can't find somebody that will communicate with her on a reasonable basis, and they'll marginalize her, or she'll end up having to abdicate, and it'll be Kane who'll be president. Interesting, as I've mentioned in the past, you have a combination of not able and Kane, which is kind of like a comedic play on words. But it's disturbing if you look at the actual plans that Hillary has. She plans on increasing immigration without vetting 550%. She's planning on open borders, which is going to be catastrophic. She's planning on supporting the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They've made an agreement not to make it a big issue now, but her partner does expose the Clinton leadership, because when I actually check to see exactly what they're doing, it's to me remarkable that she's taking out so many days of rest, many weekends, but half the days already in August she's actually not been on the campaign trail, and she didn't go to Louisiana. Of course, we see the Abominator. He acts like he's some kind of a drug lord. It's really quite disturbing. His behavior is disengaged from the poor people of Louisiana that need him down there to emotionally and spiritually support him. And remember, this is a black minority that the Democrats have constantly counted on, that the current polls have said that 99% of these black people will going to vote for Hillary, And, of course, right now for Obama, who's still rising back in the polls again, I think it's pretty ridiculous that, as Trump says, you know, what have you got to lose? If you vote for me, you're going to have better than you've had for five decades with the Democrats across this country, which are just a poor excuse for some, I mean, for social communism and failed policies of central control. So that's where we're at. And I see things that are going to get very dicey here. And if they think they can get away with it, they'll try to do a domestic security bill with both parties supporting it, because there's still enough idiot Republicans to go along with the Democrats if they can kind of dissect us away from our cell phones and our busyness on our iPads, etc. So these wellness protocols will be available for you. It makes it even easier to select what nutraceuticals to take. They'll in the next few weeks, they'll all be put up. And then I'll be working on wellness protocols and multimedia. It's my plan to start doing multi-site conferences, which will be on live stream. So do sign up. Those multi-site conferences will mean we'll have experts in different continents and different cities that we can dial into, and you can just literally hit your button, boom. You can watch it live. You can watch it on video on demand. So that's coming really soon. Let's talk about some of the other interesting things. Rudy Giuliani, of course, is trying to avoid too much detail about the health issues, and that's why we need an independent doctor group so that they won't seem to be partisan. But it really is a very partisan issue. And I think that, Giuliani press ignores that signs of Clinton's illness. And we've got a video of that in front of the Trump Pence kind of lectern. One of the guys that I think really is going to be a future political star is Eric Trump, Donald Trump's son. And I think you're going to see him showing up more and more, either assisting government or trying to facilitate communication to the public and the media. That's really good because he's a good communicator. He has skill sets that I don't see his father has to a great extent. Although he does want to communicate, sometimes he can put a lot of filler in it that actually can get him into trouble. So Eric Trump doesn't have those skill set problems, and neither does Ivanka, his daughter. So you're going to see more and more of them in the next 6-8 weeks as we wind into the final election stage. I think that you're going to see her indictments are pending. The questions are asking are tough. And, I mean, what's she going to do? And I've seen the actual proof documents, and it's impossible to try to evade them. So Hillary is going to get indicted. She will get charged, and hopefully that will put an end to this foolishness. Because America needs better. The world needs better. They want a leader that's not going to confront the world with trade protectionism, which Trump is not for. He wants to have a reasonable deal for Americans and for the country we deal with. But America needs to be first. And if America is first and foremost, you're going to start seeing things get considerably better for all Americans. And people who trade with us still get more money, and they'll be more than willing to trade with us. So that's important, because if they can trade with us and get that more money, then, right? Now, let's look at some of the other, when we look at some of the other issues that are kind of churning around here, apparently there was an attempt at assassination of Julian Assange, and an intruder scales the embassy wall. Wow. Globalist push. Apparently the White House is more ready. Yes. Yeah, we still have... good. So we did track down Bob Vineyard. He will be back here on Wednesday. I want to talk about water purification, too, and how important this ties in with your health. A lot of people think they can just get bottled water from the local stores. A lot of them have fluoride in it, especially if it's from Coca-Cola Company. A lot of people are not aware that when you bottle water, if you're going to use, you want to alkalinize it, you have to filter it first before you alkalinize it. You're actually going to push the toxins toward their pKa. We have a whole house system as well. We have also a portable system called a tackle box system. And these systems can be set up in your apartment and put on a tap in 5 minutes or put under the sink with a 5 gallon reserve tank. They're really inexpensive, the water filtration replacements. There's no comparison to any other system like Culligan. They're about a third of the price of a whole host system from any other company, and they make it much more serviceable. So Bob will be talking about that on Wednesday. I strongly recommend it if you don't have a pure water system with more and more toxins in our water, especially in places where, like in Arizona or Orange County or many big cities or places like Flint, Michigan. No matter what water you put into this system, you're going to pull out a lot of nasty toxins. And I'd recommend for the people of Flint, they have a whole house system before it even gets to their water filtration system. That'll make a huge difference. So that's important. Financial issues that are going on right now, too. Important to see where this is going. I strongly recommend that people not only start getting out of fractional reserve money, but into care bars. They should prep up and get their nutraceutical supplies ready, their personal protection, and get out of the big cities and start doing it forthwith, because Obama, in his preparations, is actually setting America up, and so is Hillary, for civil disruption, for race wars, and for financial collapse, and for not protecting American industries. And if you don't see that coming in the next, say, 2 to 4 to 6 years, you're not paying attention. If you look at the Resilient Cities Project, which have met with Obama more than 30 times over his 2 terms, they plan on reducing the population in America from 325 million to 65 million in 12 to 13 super cities of 5 million each. So that's a real fact. And people aren't aware that these things are moving forward, and it's part of the globalist plan to reduce the world population and use excuses like climate shift and policies that will actually increase the chances of famine. The other thing that I think is an important issue that we should always talk about is the gun-free zones. It turns out, like in San Bernardino, and that's why we're going to have back on the program Larry Pratt and Eric Pratt, both Gun Owners of America. I'm a gun owners member here in California nationally. And Gun Owners is even more strict in terms of constitutional rights than even the National Rifle Association, which I recommend as well. I think it's a great organization. But I think it's important people start to realize that, you know, you want proper storage of your guns. We want to make sure that people that are can get access to any type of guns they want. In fact, I personally believe any kind of weapon that I want to either have or make should be, I should be legally have a right to do it. The only people I'd be concerned about are people that are clinically insane, or they're tracked in their tweets and in their social media that they're involved with Sharia law or terrorism or Islam. That would be a very big concern to me. Look at also some of the latest news that's going on right now. Hillary's still scrambling like crazy with fundraising, and the reason why she needs that money in order to make sure they get the vote out, because she has the weakest support. It's supposedly broad, but it's very weak. People really don't like her. They're trying to choose her while they hold their nose. There's also a great deal of new information about Uma Abedin showing further about pay-to-play, and they found about another 19,000 emails the FBI did and their research. This is interesting. The FBI uncovers 14,900 more emails in the Clinton email probe. So while she's smiling and saying they can't charge me, I think that's going to wear thin, especially where it shows that she should be indicted for pay-to-play with the State Department, and that's going to come up. And I guarantee you that the email scandal is going to continue expanding, and nobody, including Mr. FBI Director Comey, can protect her from what's coming. There's going to be serious consequences probably by the middle of October. I call it the October surprise. And most likely after the first 2 debates, I'm sure that Trump is going to nail her with the impending answers to the FOIA document request to make sure she has written answers about her emails that can be under oath. So that's going to make a significant change in the complexity of this. And I think if Trump continues to lay out his plan for inner cities for blacks, Hispanics, or people that are displaced and poor. If you put Lazo's plan in more detail, what he wants to provide for health care, so you don't have giant copays and you have a system that's much more reasonable, you get rid of malpractice, you get rid of state licensure, you get rid of barriers, you get rid of fee-for-service, and you make health care much more simple, and you allow people to be in control with nutraceuticals and other technology, I think that you're going to have a healthy population and a happy population and healthy health providers that will have reasonable hours of work, and surgeons won't be paid exorbitant fees. And anybody who manages a case where it's going to get paid, especially on riders that deal with new innovative technology, integrating the best of natural wellness and functional medicine, surgery, etc. Back in just a moment. And your questions, 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
If you're shopping for nutraceuticals, you have one-stop shop here at NutraMedical.com. We really appreciate your support of NutraMedical and also your support of yourself by getting advice from Dr. Bill, that's me, and our NutraMedical team. When Ryan will be on in a few moments. And we have, again, remember, we're relying on the knowledge base of hundreds of thousands of doctors over decades and centuries that are connected with all our academies. And that knowledge base allows us to tap into resources that... wonderful. We have a caller and your first name and the question. Go ahead.
It's Brent, and how would you filter urine to make it a source of hydration?
Hydration, you mean to drink urine as a source of hydration?
Well, filter, possibly in a way that you would consider it a source of hydration.
Well, if you put any water, if you put water, any form of water, including urine, recycled through a pure water system, and it'd have a pre-filtered system like a whole host system, it's just turned into clean filtered water. I don't think that urine should be used as a homeopathic treatment. I believe homeopathics can have the right frequency, but you have to know the right frequency, which we now, again, with technology, we can do that. So urine can be recycled. That's pretty straightforward. And a pure water system can do that.
Pure water system can
recycle the water and make it available. One of the things that's happening looking at water is we're on the
cusp of... No uric acid or anything. BPA or uric acid. Is there any way to make sure that it's not going to taste weird?
No, there'll be nothing in it. When you put it through a pure water system, there's nothing but water comes out the other side. It's trapped by the filter. And you have a whole host system first before the water, it doesn't matter. One of the problems is that nature does that to some extent, but a lot of people make presumptions that well water is heavy metal free or toxin free, and that's one of the problems is the aquifer is loaded up with pesticides. It also gets in the food like glyphosates, and a lot of it is photoactivated in your skin. So when you eat something that has pesticides, like right now they're spraying for the Zika virus and the mosquitoes that carry it. But the problem is the type of mosquitoes are in underhangs or other areas, so the public spraying is not going to work from this type of mosquito that carries Zika.
Right.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, I just wanted to know about the water bill. Thank you very much for your opinion.
You're welcome. And the whole thing is that people need to start prepping because we have basically climate refugees. It's a drought that's going on in the western United States, and not only here but in the Middle East and elsewhere. And that's on top of that, we have extreme weather, like, for example, down rainfall in Louisiana has been obscene. This is what we call millennial levels rains, which is biblical. We also are seeing in San Antonio and sort of the Texas areas, we're seeing tremendous amounts of rain. They're causing a lot of damage. Literally in Louisiana, their coffins were literally being exhumed and floating down the street. And I can't believe that Obama couldn't take half a day to go down and just observe and be there morally for the people. It just shows that this guy is a flake and he doesn't take his job seriously. And Hillary neither has the emotional or the character to do anything better than Obama, but all the bad things she's done, she'll do worse. We'll be back in a moment with hour number three. Your questions, 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.